Yeshaya Perik Yud Zayin Pasuk Yud Le'ilu Nishmas Avi Mori Pesel Dov Ben Avram Nota Ki Shachacht Elokei Yeshecha V'tzur Ma'uzeich Lo Zachart. Because you have forgotten God, your Savior. You have not remembered the source of your strength. Zikaron, when you keep things out of your memory, when you refuse to look back but only look forward, your thinking, says Rabbi Hirsch, is focused on your prosperity and your material success. You became oblivious to the real person for the real purpose for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu settled you in your land. We were there in order to observe the mitzvos and to perpetuate Lo Modu Lo Lamed, the teachings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we ignored all that, and we forgot all that, and we prospered, and we waxed fat. And ultimately, we have to be reminded to bring the Zikaron back. Al Kain, Tit'i Nit'ei Na'amonim. Therefore, although you were once beautiful plants, Ni'ima, Uzumoras Zar Tizra'enu, you will give forth foreign, strange shoots. So you yourself were a beautiful plant. You were planted in a beautiful way. We were Hashem's Am. Yetzias Mitzrayim, of course, is the great Zikaron that we always forget. But look what aftergrowths we put out. We put out, unfortunately, strange aftergrowths. Yud Aleph, Biyom Nitech Tisag Segi. On the day you were planted, you flourished. Tisag Segi. So you were doing well. From Sigui to grow to become big. Yiske. But unfortunately, Uvaboker Zarech Tafrichi. And the following morning, your seeds blossomed. This is not unfortunately yet. This is a good thing. You did a good thing. You left Eretz Mitzrayim, says Rashi. That's the day you were planted. And you brought forth blossoms when you took Eretz Yisrael. Great. But then, Neid Katsir, Biyom Nachala Uche'ev Anush. But the harvest will wither on the day of your illness. And ke'ev, your unbearable pain. So come the galus, and the pain is going to come. Because unfortunately, you stopped being loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so you reap what you sow, in a manner of speaking. And what we sowed was a terrible harvest. So a beautiful agricultural metaphor for what Klal Yisrael has done through its materialism and its distractions. Yud Beis Hoy Hamona Min Rabim. Now we're going to turn to Ashur itself and its ultimate destruction. So a lot of the agricultural metaphor is very apt, because one of the things Ashur did, we've been referring to it through the parak, is that it was Mebalbel Ha'amim, we say in Gemara Sanhedrin. It took all of the nations out of their homelands and repatriated them in different homelands, to minimize nationalism in any sense that the land truly belonged to them. Which is why, even today, we no longer know if a Mitzri is a true Mitzri. So when the Torah refers to not letting Amon, Moab, Mitzrayim join the Klal, the Mitzrim of today are a mixture because of Sancheirev's actions in the region. He really uprooted all the history of the region, except somehow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Jewish history remains, but only because Yerushalayim survives. But now we say, woe to the multitude of many peoples, kahamos yamim yehamoyun. Nations will roar like the roaring oceans. So this is a metaphor, the Mefarshim say, for that bilbul ha'amim, just like the ocean washes things away and then brings only the junk comes back, the remnants come back, flotsam and jetsam. So that's what Ashur did to the entire region. It acted like a giant tidal wave that washed everything away. Usheon leumim kisheon mayim kabirim yisaon. And the noise of the nations is like the raging of mighty waters. So we always double the metaphor in Yeshaya. But this is also a reference to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to the army, where the army was washed away, the army disintegrated at night and overnight on Chag HaPesach, as we're going to say during the Pesach Seder, during Nirtzah. So there's a tremendous noise. Remember Hurricane Sandy, anytime the news people are out in the middle of a typhoon, tornado, terrible rains. So there's this sound of rushing waters. Yudgim lo'umim kisha'on, mayim rabim yisa'un. And although the nations clamor like the clamor of mighty waters, the go'ar bo v'nos mi merchok, and they flee far away, and they're pursued. V'rudaf kimotz harim lifnei ruach, like chaff on the mountains, like the little tiny particles just blown by the wind. Uchegalga lifnei sufa, like tumbleweeds before the storm. And finally, Yadalad Le'es Erev Behine Valoha. So in the evening, the night before, there's going to be terror and incredible noise. But Beterem Bokere Nenu. But the next morning, all is peaceful. The next morning, there will be no more. They will be no more. The noise will be no more. The fury will be no more. Everything is eerily silent the next morning when the storm has passed. Ze Chelek Shosenu. This is the lot of those who despoil us, and this is the fate, the go-roll of those who plunder us. So they come roaring like a mighty torrent through Yehuda, but then the wave breaks, and they don't survive, and in the morning they're all gone, struck down by a plague. So this beautiful image of Yeshaya, of something any person could understand, of huge noise that suddenly stops, and then there's just an eerie silence remaining. Images I have seen and reproductions in movies of World War I, very much like that, trench warfare and the incredible noise of the guns, and suddenly it's over, and the battle is finished, and there's just an eerie stillness. We mentioned in Malachim the Lord Byron poem about what happens to Sancheriv's army overnight, where suddenly there's silence and all is still. And so that's going to happen to Ashur, and we're going to see more about Ashur in coming Parakim as well.